This is the Classic Business Tax Feature.
Well, as we were just chatting to Darren Fold of Meta Capital about, with the tax year end on the 28th, just around the corner, investors obviously reminded ahead of time to review their investments and take advantage of some of the incentives that government has put in place to encourage us to save, those positive nudges in the right direction. Carrie Norden, tax manager at Allan Gray, has some ideas on exactly how we do that. Evening, Carrie.
Hi there, thanks for having me on the show.
Now, apart from Section 12J, which we've just heard about, what are the tax benefits, firstly, of saving for retirement using a very well-known vehicle, the retirement annuity?
So a retirement annuity is a great way of saving for retirement because you can get a tax benefit now from investing in the product because you're investing with pre-tax money, which is money you've not paid tax on. So you're saving in that way and saving for your retirement, and your take-home pay won't decrease in line with how much you contribute necessarily because the more you contribute, the more you're saving on tax. You can contribute you can contribute 27.5% of the greater of your taxable income or your remuneration per tax year, and that deduction is capped at 350,000 Rand per year, but that's not to say you can't contribute more than that. So any over contributions, you'll still get the benefit of that in the following years. And then while you're in the product, you get an additional tax benefit in that you don't pay tax on interest, dividends, or capital gains. And then on your death, the product is exempt from estate duty, except those excess contributions you utilize to get a tax benefit on death. But so it's exempt from estate duty, executive fees you don't pay if it goes directly to a nominee. So it's a great product to save for your retirement and to get some tax back now.
And if you're already using one of those, you've also got the option of using one of those tax-free investments or saving products as well. How do they compare?
So yes, a tax-free savings investment, it's not meant to compete with a retirement annuity. They can complement one another. They have different product features, but also different restrictions. But the nice thing about a tax-free investment is it's so easy to open one. You can withdraw any time, but it's important to note that your contributions are limited. So it's not the same with a retirement annuity fund where you can contribute however much you like. You can only contribute 33,000 per tax year per individual, and that's capped at 500,000 Rand per lifetime. And if you over-contribute those amounts, you can be liable for a 40% over-contribution penalty. But again, within those products, there's no tax. There's no interest, dividends, capital gains tax. And when you come out the product, there's, again, no capital gains. So it's a great tool to supplement your retirement savings and to save for a long period of time, for example, for your child's education, because you're not going to pay capital gains on that growth.
Carrie Norden, tax manager at Allan Gray, with a couple of ways to help you save more and take advantage of some of those tax benefits that are provided by government to get you to save a little bit more in the long term.